The inspirational play Behind the Pulpit is coming to Rocky Mount, North Carolina at the Dunn Center, and it is starring none other than, we know her as Thelma of Good Times, none other than Bernadette Stanis. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. You know what? Every time I say Thelma of Good Times, it just makes me smile. I remember meeting you at Women's Empowerment one year, and you turned around and I said, yeah, she still looks like Thelma. I'm sure you get that all the time.
Yes, I do.
So look, we are looking forward to having you down here. Mother's Day, you're going to be in Rocky Mount at the Dunn Center for this great play. Can you tell us a little bit about the play?
Well, I know it's fantastic. I have so many different characters in here, but I play the first lady. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it shows a lot of things that go on, you know, behind the closed doors. So the pastor has, you know, he has one thing to deal with, and then there are issues at home, and addressing those issues, and the wife is, like, you know, going through her changes with it. So it's really fantastic. I'm so excited to be a part of this play.
Now, are you a pretty pristine first lady, or do you have to get with some of them sometimes?
Am I pristine? Well, my character is a little that way. You know, she has a lot of money in her family, but she can get down with it too. Okay. She lays them out sometimes too.
Okay, all right. Now, look, I know that David Payton actually wrote this play before he passed away. Did you have a relationship with him? Did he cast you in this role before he passed away, or was it his wife and family that actually found you out for this role?
No, it wasn't. It was the producer, Nate. He is the one who found me and thought I would be excellent for this part. So, you know, unfortunately, I didn't really, you know, speak to David before, you know, he passed or anything like that. But I respect all his work, and he's a fantastic writer. He was a fantastic writer.
Well, we're glad to have you as a part of the play. How does it feel working? I just talked to Keith Wonderboy Johnson, who, of course, is a national recording artist, never knew he could act at all. So do you find yourself being a teacher to some of them on the set?
Well, you know, if they just watch me or something like that, it'll come naturally. Any type of part that I have with anyone, I try to bring out the natural part of acting. And it'll come natural. They'll make it.
Well, I know this is a play about the church and the pastors' families. So I know it probably hits home for a lot of our listeners that are pastors and pastors' families and things like that. So we're honored definitely to have you be a part of this great play.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really excited.
It's going to be happening Sunday, May 13th. Like I said, Mother's Day, Rocky Mount, the Dunn Center. For everybody that's listening, tickets are available at the Dunn Center box office. You can give them a call at 252-985-5197 or 1-800-303-5097. And Bernadette, before you go, give us the information of how we can keep up with you, your Facebook and Twitter.
Well, my Twitter is Thelma Goodtime. That's my Twitter. My Facebook, of course, I have Bernadette Stanis as my Facebook. My website is ThelmaOfGoodTimes.com. So I have a lot of different things going on. If you go to those places, you can kind of see a lot of stuff that's going on with me.
Right.
And, of course, you know I'm an author.
Yes.
And I've written two books, major books, called Situations 101, Relationships, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And, of course, I wrote one called Situations 101, Finances, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Well, all right, Bernadette, we will see you on Mother's Day and Rocky Mountain at the Dunn Center. God bless and take care.
God bless you too, Melissa. Thank you.